If you live in California, you might have a life coach, or at least know what one is. But here in the Midwest, it's relatively new. Something Sharon van der Zijl and other members of the International Coach Federation hope to change.
We're hoping, as a Greater Madison area chapter, to bring that kind of consciousness to the Midwest so that you'll all be saying, "Who's your coach?"
Probably some of the patterns of life.
Aspiring and current life coaches got together one night in Madison.
We're going to be giving books away throughout the night, so if you'd like to register, please do. There are materials up here as well as some very good-looking chocolates and cookies.
They shared advice on what Entrepreneur magazine describes as the seventh hottest home-based business. Some got their coaching credentials in a weekend seminar or online. Many also have university degrees in nursing, psychology, or business. Their professional and personal experiences range from social work to a decorated Vietnam veteran.
Next, we have Nina McGuffin. Nina spent 8 years in sales and product management with a Fortune 500 company. Nina left corporate life to pursue her passion for empowering people to create the most for themselves. Nina?
McGuffin talked about removing self-doubt that can prevent change and hinder personal development.
Your gremlin is your inner voice of shoulds. Here you go again, giving another presentation and failing miserably. I bet you say at least 10 times tonight. Well, at least when you say you slow down. Otherwise, you talk way too fast. We all have gremlins that are unique to our own life experience.
Some of the advice seems obvious, but lifestyle coach Roger Bacchus, who's a certified counselor and social worker, says that doesn't mean clients will figure it out themselves.
Sometimes it's so obvious that it can be kind of embarrassing. Like, I would say, well, don't you think it'd be better if you were, say, honest in this situation, even though you think the other person isn't being honest? And the person might say, well, never thought of that.
Sharon van der Zijl is another life coach who once worked as a licensed therapist. She related a joke comparing the two professions.
I used to be a shrink, and now I'm an enlarger. And I think that really captures, in part, the difference between therapy and coaching. We don't shrink, we enlarge.
People may feel more comfortable with a coach than with a psychologist or psychiatrist. Van der Zijl says, unfortunately, the therapy profession carries a stigma for some patients. To emphasize her point, she told the other coaches about a recent encounter.
I met one of my coaching clients, and she grabbed her husband and said, "I want you to meet my coach." And before, when I was working in therapy, I would sort of look a little leerily, you know, does the person want me to give eye contact? Do they not?
While some coaches have state certification to work as psychologists or therapists, none is required. John Schweitzer is with the State Department of Regulation and Licensing.
Regulated professions are created by the legislature, and lifestyle and business coaching is not regulated in Wisconsin.
That isn't to say that coaching won't or can't help a person improve their career or overall well-being. However, career consultant Pat Aaliyah points out there are alternatives.
There's so much people can do on their own or with the help of a book or with the help of a peer mentor, you know, somebody who can help them while they help, you know, the other person. And to when people turn their lives or even their careers over to somebody they consider an expert, they're giving away the very power they need to work on their lives and careers. And so I just hate to see that happen.
Aaliyah says a shaky economy has many people turning to business coaches to help them find the right job after losing or becoming dissatisfied with the old one. Others hire coaches to attain the ever-elusive goal of personal perfection. Sue Klein is a coach who uses the services of other coaches.
I just always want to be a better person, be a better mother, be a better wife, be a better business person. You know, be a good friend. Just, you know, I want to be the best that I can be. So that's my own testimonial.
There are currently two chapters of the International Coaching Federation in Wisconsin, with several hundred members in the Madison and Milwaukee areas. Some do their work face-to-face, others by phone or email. Rates range from $200 a month all the way up to $1,000 for executive coaching. That's generally for 3 one-hour sessions. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.
sometimes we fail to see our own patterns, but then we're seeing the discrepancies that I have a person may have been handed down from my mom and dad,
right, you know, there it is.